Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. Time now for Mind Your Business. Now, if you have been to China, you would have heard of this bakery called Sugar Toast. Now, Sugar Toast, of course, household name. They've got over 130 outlets in its native country and two outlets in Malaysia, offering 100% handmade loaves available in 15 flavors. Now, the brand puts a twist on traditional bread making by specializing in premium quality Japanese style flavored milk bread loaves made in a manner similar to croissants with all natural coloring and ingredients. And I'm getting hungry. Sugar Toast's thick cut slices, cake-like texture rather, and unconventional flavors make the bread stand out among other artisan bakeries here in Singapore. Each batch of loaves are made fresh daily with preparation of up to 4 hours and meticulous dough pounding over 200 times to ensure maximum fluffiness. And now, you don't have to travel to China or Malaysia to have a slice of Sugar Toast. Our next guest has got themselves the franchise rights to Sugar Toast, and it's now available at their outlet in Wisma Atria. To tell us more about it is Joseph Low, Business Development Director for Sugar Toast. Joseph, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Wow, I feel hungry just reading about it. You know, early in the morning, I could use that with a nice cup of coffee. Tell us more about Sugar Toast, man.
Okay, basically, right, Sugar Toast is our franchise. Mm. It's the first outlet in Singapore. It has actually around 130 outlets in China. And actually, basically, there's two in Malaysia. So I think some of the Singaporeans that travel to Malaysia, right, might enjoy this. But no worries, now we are here in Singapore.
Yeah, I was getting a little bit anxious, you know, because I can't really travel to Malaysia to enjoy things like that. I got to ask though, I mean, how did you discover it? Were you traveling in China? And do you have any F&B background?
No, to be honest. Actually, my first job is in one of the local banks.
Okay.
Yeah, for a few years. So how we discovered this, right, actually is covered by my business partner, Brian Chen. Mm-hmm. He's the one who first discovered Sugar Toast in Johor Bahru, Malaysia. So he went to purchase, he worked past and, you know, the smell, everything's right. Then he went on and purchased almost all the flavors available.
15 you know, flavors. And he,
yes, correct. And he fell in love with the unique texture and taste. So because me and Brian actually know each other for 3 years during the banker's day. So after he discovered this, right, he quickly had come to me and say, hey, wow, I found this toast. It's actually quite special, everything, right? So I feel the enthusiasm and the excitement from him. So I started to have the light bulb in my head. I said, yes, yeah, this can be done. So here we are.
Right, right. Well, thank you for doing that. But the thing is, you decided to do it during COVID. Just one store now at Wisma Atria. I mean, what kind of challenges did you go through? Did people discourage you? I mean, wow, COVID, you're going to open up an F&B. It's a big risk, right?
Okay, so the big challenges, right, is to be honest, due to the COVID, everything, we actually initially planned to launch early last year.
Okay.
But because, you know, circuit breaker, then phase two, phase three, right? So we postponed the launch until late of October. It's quite challenging because we need to learn the skills, everything. So Brian, right, actually went back to Malaysia, quarantine, everything, to learn the skill and come back to Singapore and train off our teams.
So your partner knows how to make the bread?
Yeah, he go for the training.
Oh, we have to talk about this. I mean, is this part of acquiring the franchise rights? I mean, obviously, you have to ensure that the certain standard is met, right?
Yes, because we need to provide a good quality and, you know, has a standard of the bread. So that's why we need to have a fully trained, well-trained everything.
So with all the delays, does that mean, you aim to launch early last year, but it ended up being October, and delays is really because of the back and forth quarantine and all that?
Not really, it's because of the renovations as well. Because circuit breaker, everything,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Cannot renovate. So it's actually dragged a very long, long until October.
And so how did you acquire the franchise rights? I know you discovered the bakery in Malaysia, but I mean, obviously, it's from China, 130 outlets there. I mean, they were also going through their own COVID situation, but they recovered pretty well. How complicated was it?
Basically, right, Ryan says he's the ones who, I mean, communicates everything.
Okay.
And get some of the experience, everything over there.
Right, right. And if you don't mind me asking, how much capital did you have to put into the franchise? You know, do you have any other, any other investors here in Singapore?
This is actually our competition.
So, yeah. I have to talk to you secretly. Maybe I also can be a great investor. Okay, let's talk about Sugar Toast. I mean, it sounds great. What do you think makes it stand out from other brands?
For us, right, Sugar Toast put a twist in traditional bread and making more specials in premium quality. So all of our ingredients, all the colouring, right, is all natural. And our toast, right, is actually distinct thick cut slices. Mm. You know, we have pounding of the dough of over 200 times to ensure the maximum fluffiness. So, you know, each batch of the loaf, the toast, right, is actually prepared just up to 4 hours.
Mm.
So all our ingredients is actually all premium.
Right. I mean, you've opened it for a couple of months now, and everything you mentioned, do Singaporeans care? Do they care that, oh, wow, the toast is extra fluffy? Oh, you pound it 200 times. And because I grew up in an environment where to eat bread is not something, it's not like the French, right? They really enjoy their bread. For us, it's okay, just quick breakfast meal and we move on. What have you observed in the Singaporean crowd?
The demand is actually increasing since we launched. And you know, we are actually proud to be the latest outlet in Singapore. So in the recent year, we have seen the rise in the artisan bakeries and the consumer seeking artisan breads both locally and globally. So this so far, the response has been encouraging. And, you know, we hope to grow the demand for Sugar Toast, particularly among Singaporeans.
That's interesting. I mean, and still on the Singaporean crowd, right? Did you have to tweak any recipes to perhaps suit Singaporean taste but more?
Yeah, we do have like tweaks a little bit of the flavors.
Okay.
Because we are only like 90% actually similar to the Sugar Toast in China.
Mm.
So some of the flavors itself, we have to do our R&D, which is more suitable to the local consumer.
Right, right. And I mean, I'm looking at all the flavors right now. Which is your best seller? Come on.
Okay, so currently we have 15 flavors. We have the top 5, which is original toast, canberry toast, dark chocolate toast, purple sweet potatoes toast, and salted cheese as well.
Purple sweet potato. So these are your top 5 flavors?
Yes, correct.
Wow, that is quite interesting. I mean, going forward with what you guys have built, I mean, are you looking to expand on the flavors? Is it too early to think about that?
Of course, we do have R&D, some of the things. So we hope in the soon we have some of the flavors, actually new flavors, which is the limited time offer, will be coming up soon. In the near future, like maybe in 1 or 2 months' time.
Oh, wow, okay. Have you guys had to manage supply chain disruptions? What kind of challenges did you go through?
Of course, the supplies, everything, because of due to the COVID, import from the ingredients from the HQ, everything's right, will be slightly delayed, everything,
But I like what you guys are doing now. I mean, it's uncommon to me because you don't normally see this. The bakeries, you go in, you buy and you leave, right? But you guys are doing daily orders, or you can even order ahead of time, and you've got island-wide delivery. How has the take-up been for that?
It's picked up quite significantly. I mean, due to the phase 2, back to phase 2, no high pattern alerts, everything. So our online platform delivery, everything's right. Yeah, it's better than, I mean, like, you know, increased significantly compared to the last time.
Yeah, I know. It must be really tough for everyone. Let's talk a little bit about the future plans for Sugar Toast. I mean, I know it's still early, but are you guys looking at opening up more outlets? What I'm trying to say is, are we keeping Sugar Toast like a premium brand here in Singapore, or can we expect it in the heartlands?
Okay, in the future plans, I mean, we are still put it as a premium brand. So, of course, we are slowly expanding our earth and, you know, slowly grow our team and, you know, create some of the flavors month to month.
All right. How many people do you have on your team right now?
We have roughly 10 of us.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
It's a pretty lean setup. And I got to ask this. I know earlier on you mentioned that your business partner had to go to Malaysia to learn all the skills. Does this mean that every single person, including yourself, can make the bread?
For myself, we know how to make it. So all of our teammates, right? Yeah, it's actually well trained as well.
Do they impose like certain quality checks, I mean, from the main franchise or the main holder of it on a monthly or yearly basis?
Of course, we have, you know, check on it. Actually, weekly, or sometimes we go to the spot check because we need to maintain the quality of the tools which is delivered to our customers.
Basically, you get to eat bread for a living. Huh? Great conversation, man. I've been speaking with Joseph Low, Business Development Director for Sugar Toast. Joseph, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
You too. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.